When it comes to developing drones for the battlefield, Ukraine has an advantage over the United States. Part of the perks of living in a war zone for 3 years. Ukraine's drones move faster, cost less, and adapt better to combat conditions than their American counterparts. The United States needs that knowledge, especially as it keeps an eye on China in the Pacific. So U.S. defense companies are teaming up with Ukrainian manufacturers, integrating war-tested technology into their own designs. Despite billions in venture capital, U.S. drone manufacturers were lagging in developing small, battlefield-ready drones. Meanwhile, Ukrainian firms operating under wartime conditions were mass-producing drones that can withstand electronic warfare and function in contested airspace. As we've reported on our show, Weapons and Warfare, some U.S.-based manufacturers like Shield AI, AeroVironment, Anduril, and PDW do have contracts to work directly with Ukraine, and the Pentagon is getting involved too. Take Southern California-based CX2, for instance, which is working with Ukrainian drone makers to incorporate its software and sensors with Ukrainian designs. The Defense Department approved the partnership, and the first models could soon enter American military service. Other U.S. startups, including Swan and Kef Robotics, are working with Ukrainian companies to refine drone autonomy and sensor technology. The Defense Innovation Unit, an arm of the Pentagon that fast-tracks military tech, recently awarded contracts to several Ukrainian-American drone partnerships. If the drones perform well in tests, they could enter production for the U.S. military. Once the weapons innovation hub of the USSR, Ukraine's drone industry surged after Russia's invasion, producing over 2 million drones in 2024. That's 20 times the U.S. military's estimated capacity. Depending on the model, these drones can fly hundreds of miles with explosive payloads and conduct attacks inside Russia. Ukraine's drone makers see the U.S. market as key to sustaining production beyond the war. Strict export controls limit sales outside the country, but manufacturers are pushing to lift restrictions. Some companies are also seeking special permission to sell directly to the U.S. The Pentagon's interest in Ukrainian drones reflects a shift in military strategy. Many of the legacy U.S. defense manufacturers were focused on high-tech, very expensive platforms, often called exquisite systems, while Ukraine went to work producing lower-cost drones built for real-world warfare. But the tides are changing. Legacy companies like Lockheed Martin and startups like Anduril are both marketing new, lower-cost munitions now. And the partnerships with Ukraine could help bolster those developments.